This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
We just completed 21 days of fasting and prayer. Glory to God. How many people are excited about that? Amen. And I'm going to say this. Sometimes when we set a goal and we accomplish a goal, we sit back. We relax. And, you know, I think we need to keep pushing forward. Somebody say push forward. Amen. And so I don't want us to relax. Once you accomplish a goal, you need to keep pressing in. And the apostle and the title of my message is keep pressing in to God. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say press in. Press in. Glory to God. And we got to keep pressing into God. The apostle Paul was an amazing man. And, you know, he did amazing things. He built churches. He had visions of Jesus. He wrote these amazing letters to the church that we read today. And he was an amazing man. But you know what? He still was running hard after the call of God, even to the very end. In other words, if you let up, you lose. I'm going to say it again. If you let up, you lose. You got to keep the momentum going. Amen. Amen. And so I love this because in Philippians, he writes to us and he says, "Brethren, I do not count myself as apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." This is powerful because Paul was saying that even all the things that he has accomplished, he was saying that he's still moving forward in God. No matter where we're at in God, we can go further. Amen. I'm going to say it again. No matter where we're at in the Lord, we can go further. Number one, if we're going to keep pressing to God, we must adopt the mindset that there is more for us in God. Amen. You got to believe there's more. And you can't just settle just for just enough. You got to go into that land of more than enough. God has more to accomplish in our lives. You believe that today? Amen. Don't settle for average. Too many people are settling for an average, humdrum life. But I don't want average. I don't believe God created us for average. I believe God created us to live an above average life. Can I get a witness in the house today? And I believe that God wants more for us. Amen. In Ephesians 3:20, it says here, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us." I love this. So the Apostle Paul got a revelation that God just doesn't want to do a little bit in our lives. He wants to do a lot in our lives. Can I get a witness in the house today? He doesn't want you just making your bills. No, he wants you paying your bills and having some left over so you can give into the church so that you can have enough to go on vacation. God wants you to have more than enough. Amen. Amen. It's El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough. Amen. And I love that. And I love what Paul said, exceedingly, abundantly, above, more than you can ask or think. So what I'm saying to you this morning, you need to start praying bigger prayers. You need to start believing God for greater things in your life. You need to start believing that God can do the impossible. Yes, amen. Amen. Number two, if we're going to keep pressing into God, we must forget our past mistakes as well as our past wins. Amen. And you say, "Pastor, what do you mean by that?" Because sometimes you can get caught up on yesterday. Oh, it was really good last year. Last year was a great year. Or back in the day when everything was going good. We can reminisce about the past. And I'm going to say this. You know, faith is not about you looking back in the past. It's about you looking forward from today to the future. So that's what faith. Faith is grasping on to the realities of hope in the future. Amen. And so if we're going to continue to press into the things of God, we got to forget about the past. Why? Because the devil will remind you that you've done some things wrong in your past. Yes, and he's going to try to slow you down. Yes. He's going to try to get you sad and depressed about your past, remorseful about your past. And you got to let that go. Amen. If you're going to keep pressing into God, you can't keep looking in the rearview mirror and move forward in life. Oh, you hear what I'm saying today? And I like what it says in Isaiah. It says in Isaiah 43:18-19, it says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing." How many people want God to do a new thing in your life? I don't know about you. I don't like old. I like new. Amen. And I like God doing new things in my life. He said, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in deserts." That's powerful. That's powerful. So what is the Lord saying? The Lord is saying, forget about the past. Don't focus on your past. Start thinking about the goodness of God today. Start thinking about the miracle working power of God today and what He can do in your life today. Faith is always in the here and now. Faith is today. Amen. And so I believe that God wants to do a new thing. How many people believe that God wants to do a new thing in your life? And I'm ready for the new. There's a saying, out with the old, in with the new. Amen. I like that saying, out with the old, in with the new. Amen. And I'm ready for rivers in deserts. Glory to God. That means that God's about ready to do something amazing in your life if you allow Him to and you forget about the past. Amen. If you're going to keep pressing in to God, we must be proactive in moving forward in the things of God, no matter the obstacles that stand in front of us. I'm going to say this, that the devil will try to hinder some of us from moving forward. The devil is out here. There's a book that was written, "The Devil's Alive and Well on Planet Earth." Amen. I don't know if he's well, but I know he's alive and he thinks he hasn't lost yet. And he will keep fighting us. You know the devil fights you. You know you are in a warfare and the devil's working against each one of us to try to slow us down. And we're not going to let the devil slow us down. Amen. We're not going to let him hinder us from moving forward in God. And that's what the devil, he wants to sidetrack us. Have you ever been sidetracked by problems? Amen. Have you ever been trying just all your goal is just to make it through the day? Have you? Instead of believing God for something greater, you're like, God, just get me through the day, you know? And that's good. You want to believe God to get you through the day. Amen? But I believe that God can do much more than just get you through the day. Lord, just help me pay my bills. He can do a lot more than just help you pay your bills. Amen. Do you believe that today? In 1 Peter, this is powerful. This is 1 Peter 5:8-9. He says here, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." So I'm going to say this, the problem you experience that you might be experiencing today, it should not be a mystery to you. In other words, if you're walking in God, the devil has your number. And he's going to work against you any way he can. And so one of the keys to pressing in to more of God, that number one key is that we must stay alert and watchful for the strategies of the devil, and we got to be alert in what he's trying to do in our lives. Amen? So if we're going to keep pressing in, We must stay spiritually awake. Look at your neighbor and say, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Amen. Glory to God. You must stay spiritually awake. Why? Because the devil's trying to get some of us asleep. Trying to lull us to sleep, glory to God. And we're not going to sleep on the job. We're not going to sleep on the job. Amen. And so there were people that would stay up at night that were watching, you know, that was guarding Israel. And they would stay up until the sun came up, watching for the enemy to come. And you got to keep your eyes open. Amen. And you got to keep awake because the enemy's working against each one of us. In Ephesians 5:14, it says, therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So we need to wake up. Glory to God. I like to say this, wake up and smell the coffee.
Amen.
Wake up. You've heard that before, haven't you? Some of us might need to wake up and smell the coffee and realize the signs of the times. And I'm telling you, it's getting bad out here. But in the church, it's getting better. You got to believe that. And in your life, it's getting better. Yes, the enemy might be doing some things against some of us, but I'm telling you, it's going to get better. Light's going to shine in the darkness of any area in your lives. Do you believe that today? So if we're going to keep pressing in to the things of God, we got to be alert and watchful, and we got to stay awake. Number two, if we're going to keep pressing into the things of God, we got to resist the devil from sidetracking us from pressing in. Amen? We got to resist him at every corner. And I'm going to say this, that the devil, all you have to say is one word to him, and that's no. Amen? That's all you got to say to the devil. When he tries to tempt you, no. Amen? When he tries to get you to go the wrong way, no. Amen? And that's, you got to learn that word. Amen? I remember my parents went to see a condo, and they were promising these really nice gifts. And so it was an opportunity for them to get out of the house and see the condo and all that. And they were promising gifts, but they had no, they just wanted to check it out. But they had no real desire to buy a condo. And so they practiced with each other. Now just say no when they try to get you to buy. Amen. Let's say it, no. Amen. They got the silverware set. Amen. Amen. They got the nice gifts. Amen. And so, but they practiced no. You got to practice saying no to the devil. Amen. Because you have the power to shut him down in his tracks. Because he's not all big and bad. He's not all powerful. He lost his power. He was dethroned in hell. Jesus took the keys of death and hell from him. And he pulled his teeth. He's a toothless lion. Amen. And he's declawed and neutered. Glory to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? That devil doesn't have. He's the cowardly lion now. In the Wizard of Oz. Amen. That's where the devil's at right now. He doesn't want you to know that. He wants to make you think that he's the roaring lion that can take you down. And so in James 4:7, James is saying here, therefore submit to God. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And what will the devil do? He will flee from you. So you must submit to God, submit to his word. In other words, be obedient to God.
Amen.
Amen? See, when the more obedient that you are to God, the more obedient the devil is to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. The more submitted you are to God, the more submitted the devil will be to you. The less submitted you're to God, the less submitted the devil will be to you. Amen? It works that way. Amen. And so the more you're submitted to God, you know, Jesus was 110% submitted to God, and the devil always listened to Jesus. Why? Because Jesus always did what pleased the Father. Jesus always did God's will without hesitation. Jesus did it all, 100%, and the devil had to submit 100% to Jesus. And I'm telling you, you keep submitting to God, the devil has to submit to you. Do you believe that today? If you're going to keep pressing into God, you must keep pressing in for greater grace. I don't know about you, but I want greater grace in my life. And we talked about this through the series, and the way we get greater grace is by humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Look at your neighbor and say, stay humble. And we got to stay humble before God. You got to be very careful with pride. Pride will lift its ugly head up every once in a while in our lives. And we got to be very careful, especially when we're winning in God. We start thinking we're invincible. Amen. And you know, when we start thinking we're invincible in ourselves, that's when we're going to get in trouble. But you know what? We got to realize that Jesus is the one that's invincible. And the invincible Jesus is living through us. That will make us invincible. Amen. And James 4:6, it says it, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Amen. We know this, that we just came through fasting and prayer for 21 days. You submitted yourself to God. Amen. You resisted the temptations of the desserts. Glory to God. You did everything you could to get close to God. And Jesus, fasted in the wilderness in Matthew 4. And the payoff that you're going to receive from the fasting and prayer is what Jesus received in Luke 4:14 and 15. It says this way, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and the news of him went through all the surrounding regions, and he taught in the synagogues, being glorified by all. So we see here that the power of God came upon Jesus when he went through his wilderness and through his fasting. And I'm going to say this, this 21 days may have been a wilderness for some of us, but I'm going to say this, you're coming into your promised land. Amen. You're coming into a greater place in God. Yeah. I believe it. Yeah. How many people believe you're coming in to a greater place in God? And I love it because in Zechariah 4:6-7, he said this to me, the word of the Lord said to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, great mountain before Zerubbabel, shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth a cornerstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. That's powerful. So Zechariah got this revelation that it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but by the Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God causes us to shout grace to those mountains that's trying to hold us back. Yes. There's mountains out here that's trying to keep us from moving into the greatness of God, and we can speak grace to our mountains. Amen. Do you believe that today? If we're going to keep pressing to God, we must receive, and I'm going to give you some keys from the Sermon on the Mount, glory to God. In Matthew 5:1-9, it says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him, and then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. This is powerful. A truth right here, because what Jesus is saying is that you got to get a mindset if you're going to keep pressing into the things of God that you're broke and poor without the Spirit of God being in your life. You got to get a revelation. Blessed are the poor, or those that believe that they don't have enough of God, that they need more of God in their life. Blessed are those that know that they need a God touch every day. Blessed are those that realize that they're broke and busted without God being in their life. You got to get a revelation that you need God more than anything else. And when you get that revelation that you need God, God will bless you. It says here, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And then blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And I think there's two ways that we should be mourning. I know I'm a pretty happy pastor up here, glory to God. I'm a joyful person, amen? And, you know, I very rarely mourn. But we should mourn if there's areas in our life that's not pleasing to God. Amen. That should make us mourn. We should be mourning if there's people in our families that's not serving God like they need to be. We should be mourning over our children that may not be walking with God like they need to be. We should be mourning for our nation that might be dealing with issues and needs a revival coming to it. We should be mourning. We know this, that there were people in the Bible that mourned in the Old Testament that mourned and God caused them to change a nation. Amen. Nehemiah. And he mourned for his nation, and God empowered him, and the king empowered him with resources, and he rebuilt his city, and he became a revivalist in his nation. I'm going to say this, it's okay to mourn for other people. Amen. We should mourn when we see wrong things happening on this planet. Amen. And I'm telling you, and he said, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. So when we are in the state of mourning, we should press in for God to do something amazing.
Amen.
I love that. Yes. I love that. If you're going to keep pressing into the things of God, it says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And I'm telling you, meekness is not weakness, but it's strength under control. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? To keep pressing God, we must be meek. This means a quality of being humble and patient. It will take humility and a good attitude for God to move us forward in our walk with Him. Amen. And so I'm going to say this. It's not easy. Meekness and patience go hand in hand. Amen. Can somebody... do we got any impatient people out here? Because if you're impatient, then you lack a little meekness. I'm raising both hands. I'm guilty of being impatient. Amen. I'm guilty. But I'm telling you, the more patient you are, the more meek you are. Amen. The more humble you are. I tend to be beeping my horn when people aren't making the right on red. Amen. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? They're sitting on their phone or something in the car, and it's totally clear, and I'm honking. I mean, I give them about 2 seconds. One, two, honk. Amen? And, of course, my mom, she's in the car with me once in a while. She said, patience, glory to God. And I'm trying to be patient, amen? If we're going to keep pressing into God, we got to stay hungry for God. And we need a thirst for his righteousness. It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And so if you're going to keep pressing into the things of God, you got to maintain an attitude of hunger for righteousness in your life.
Yes.
I want righteousness to be in my life. Yes. I don't want any lawlessness to be in my life. I don't want any sin to be in my life. I want to be hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I hate making mistakes.
Yeah.
Anybody in here hate making mistakes?
Amen.
Amen. I don't like making mistakes. I don't like missing the mark. I don't like failing. I don't like having fits of temper.
Yes. Amen.
Anybody lost it lately? Glory to God. And I don't like to have fits of temper or rage. Amen. Sometimes, you know, things will happen and you'll start and you'll lose it. Amen.
Yeah.
And I, just the other day, I lost it in my car. Amen. I thought I left my phone at a place, but I dropped my phone. It was in the car the whole time. And then, you know, I did something else. I needed to go here. And I didn't have my phone. And I said, and I lost it. I lose it not in front of people. It's always in front of God. You never see Pastor lose it. You see me all sharp and looking good and crisp up here. But I'm telling you, you'd be surprised if you lived with me. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not as put together as you think I am. Amen. And in Romans 13, 11 and 12, and I know you're smiling because you guys are pretty put together. Amen. So you guys are never out of sorts. Amen. In Romans 13, 11 and 12, it says, I do this, knowing this time, talking about righteousness, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. We talked about this a little earlier in the message. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. I love that. So what Paul is saying is that now is the time. He's saying here, you know, salvation is nearer than when we first believed, and the day is going. I'm telling you, the days are going faster than I can keep up with them. And this month has went by so fast, and I'm telling you, the years go by super fast, and we need to be like Jesus about the Father's business every day. Can I get a witness in the house today? And so if we're going to keep pressing into God, we got to keep hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Amen. If we're going to keep pressing to God, we must keep the switch of faith turned on. You must keep this. In other words, you must keep believing that God can do the impossible no matter what obstacle is coming your way. You keep believing that He is working even when we don't see Him working. You got to keep the switch of faith. You don't unhook from believing. If hands are laid on you for healing and you haven't received that total healing, keep believing the power of God is working in your life, causing a healing in your bodies. You got to keep the switch of faith turned on, glory to God. And you do that, a couple ways you do that. One is just being thankful and praising God. Thankful God, thankful that God is great, that He's good. I'm thankful that we weren't snowed out today. I'm thankful that I got a church to preach to today. Yes. Glory to God. I thank God that I'm walking in my purpose. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. That's my purpose, is to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. And I was intent, even if it snowed, to be out here in front of that camera for you guys. Amen. With of course, Steve, you know, Steve would come out too, amen. I would have to get him in a headlock to get him out here, but no, I'm kidding. He would have got out here anyway because he's stalwart, amen. Glory to God. Steve is tough. Glory to God. And now here, if we're going to keep the switch of faith turn on, we got to keep trusting God no matter what it looks like in our lives, amen. We put our trust in God and not ourselves. That's where the Bible says, trust the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to God, and He will make the crooked paths straight. Glory to God. If we're going to keep pressing to God, we must receive strength by waiting on the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to say this. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we get weary. Sometimes it just seems to be tough in this walk in Christ. Have you been there? And I'm telling you, I've been there where I've just been tired and weary. Amen. And I love this. And we need not to get to a point where we want to quit. I know there's every once in a while. Have you ever felt like quitting? Have you ever felt like giving up? I'm telling you, there's times in our lives where the pressure gets so strong on us, we feel like quitting. And I've been there. But I just want to remind you that God is with you. Jesus never quit. And if Jesus is living on the inside of you, you cannot quit. Amen. Amen. In Psalms 27, 13 and 14, it says, I would have lost heart unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in a land of living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Glory to God. And so I love that. So he's saying here that as you Wait on the Lord. Take courage, and God will strengthen your heart, and He will bring you through every negative situation that you're going through. You believe that today? And so I love that. So if you're gonna keep pressing in to the things of God, you gotta learn to wait on the power of the Lord to come into your life. You gotta learn to wait on Him until He renews your strength like the eagles. As it says in Isaiah 40:29, He says that He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, He increases strength. In Isaiah 49:29-31, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and a young man shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm getting a little older chronologically. Amen? But I'm telling you, I feel like my youth is renewed like the eagles. My wife's a little younger than me. Glory to God. And I still can run circles around her. Amen. Glory to God. Not really, but amen. Glory to God. And amen. But she is a little bit younger than me, but she's just trying to keep up with Pastor Dave. Amen. Glory to God. I'm running hard 24/7. I'm not stopping. I mean, I get up and I'm on go. The first two letters of God is go. Amen. And we got to, when we get up in the mornings, we got to go. Amen. We got a mission. That mission is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. We are here to make a difference in this life. Glory to God. And if we're going to make a difference, I'm going to give you a key prayer this morning that's going to help you advance forward and press into the things of God. It's in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. I pray this prayer almost every day for myself. And I want you to start praying this prayer. It's called the Prayer of Jabez. Has anybody ever heard of it? And in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10, Jabez, it says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me, enlarge my territory, let your hand be with me, and keep me from all harm, so that I'll be free from pain. And God granted his request. Powerful. So if you're going to press into God, number one, you have to stay honorable before the Lord. Amen. Jabez was an honorable man. He was more honorable, the Bible said, than his brothers. That means he was a man that honored God. And if you're going to keep pressing into the things of God, you got to stay honorable before God in your life. And I love that. What does that mean? That means you have to have a reverential fear of God in your life. In other words, you should be nervous about sin in your life.
Yes, amen.
Amen. When the devil starts tempting you and starts trying to get you to give you a wandering eye. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. When the devil tries to tempt you and give you a wandering eye, do you know what I'm talking about? And but you got to say no in Jesus' name.
Oh,
amen. Amen. Because the devil will even say to some of us married folks that the grass might be greener on the other side. But you know what? The grass might be greener, but you still got to mow it. You still got to mow it. So I'm going to say this. Stick with the spouse that you have and cut your grass. Glory to God. Amen. Stick with the spouse. Don't let the devil get you to have a wondering eye of that secretary that's telling you how great you are. Amen. Glory to God. And so we got to have a reverential fear of God. I have a fear of God's judgments in my life. I don't want God judging me. So I'm going to judge myself. I'm going to make sure that I'm living right. Amen. In Proverbs 9:10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So the fear of the Lord, in other words, honoring God brings wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I don't know about you, but I could stand some wisdom, I could stand some knowledge, and I could stand some understanding. And when you honor God, when you fear God, honor Him, then He will give you these blessings. It also says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, Proverbs 8:13, pride and arrogance and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Amen. In other words, you don't want to be saying perverted things out of your mouths. You want to be saying the right things out of your mouths. I know the devil will try to get us to slip and say wrong things out of our mouths. You know, sometimes the devil wants us to confess the circumstances. Has the flesh or the devil try to get you to confess what's not working? No, why don't you start talking about what is working? Because there are things working. And the devil will try to get you to focus on what's not working in the relationship, what's not working. But there are some things that are working, and thank God for the things that are working. Can I get a witness in the house today? And so he prayed, Jabez prayed, if you're going to pray a prayer, he prayed, God bless me. The greatest blessing you can ask God is for God to bless you, but more than just bless you with money, because most people think, if I have money, then everything is fixed. Money doesn't fix everything. Amen. Money is a poor substitute even money can't fix your health at times. Amen. Money is a poor substitute for God's grace. But really, if you're going to pray for blessing, pray that God will give you favor. Amen. Pray that God gives you favor with God and man. The Bible says that Jesus grew in favor and wisdom and stature with God and man. And I want each one of you growing in wisdom, favor, and stature with God and man. If Jesus can grow in it, so can we. Amen. Say, I'm growing in favor. That's the reason why I have a dog and we named him Favor. Come, Favor, come. Glory to God. Amen. My kids, when we got the dog, my kids asked, what do you want to name him? And I just threw it out, Favor. You know, I was thinking they were going to like, no, we're not going to name the dog Favor. And they said, yeah, that's a good name. That's a good name. I was shocked. They went with it. Amen. I was just throwing it out there. Amen. I had favor in naming my dog Favor. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so now, but Favor, man, that Favor, man. My wife says, we're not getting another dog. That dog has a lot of issues. Favor has a lot of issues. I'm not going to talk about him today. I'm not going to vent today to you guys about Favor's issues, but he has issues. If you come over to my house, you would know he has issues. Amen. The dog has issues. Amen. But listen, even if we have issues, God still can put his favor on us. Amen. Do you believe that today? And I love this in Proverbs 21. Amen. God can give you favor even if you got an issue, even if you're a piece of work. Amen. God can give you favor. Amen. Amen. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my Lord Jesus. A good name, let me try to get this out, okay? Let me try to get this out this morning. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor rather than silver and gold. Amen. So a good name is better to have a good name, and it's better to have a favor than even silver and gold, because if you have favor, you'll get the silver and gold. Amen. Amen. If you're going to pray a prayer, pray for God to give you favor, number one. If you're going to pray the Jabez prayer, pray to God that, as Jabez prayed, enlarge my territory. In other words, enlarge my influence to be able to affect people for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enlarge my influence. Enlarge my territory. Now, we know that Jabin was talking about more land. And we know that God did it. He gave him more land. And so you can include that too. Lord, give me more land. Give me real estate. Give me a house. Hallelujah. Start believing for God for the greater. Amen. And God can enlarge your territory. In Proverbs 18:16, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. So as you start serving God, your gift will make room for you and will bring you into a place where you will have influence in other people's lives. You believe that today? If you're going to pray the prayer of Jabez, it says here, let your hand be with me and ask God for a greater anointing in your life to prosper you. I love that. You know, we know this, that Joseph, it says in Genesis 39:3, Joseph was thrown into a pit and then he became a prisoner, a servant in Potiphar's house. Amen. And it says here that even though he was a servant in Potiphar's house and he even went to the prison, the Bible says that God's hand was upon Joseph. And he said that his hand was upon Joseph in Genesis 39:3. The master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made him made all that he did prosper in his hand. So God's hand was upon Joseph to prosper. So when you're praying, pray and ask God for his hand of grace to be on your life, to prosper you in every area of your life. In other words, God wants you prospering, glory to God. If you're gonna pray this prayer to move forward in your life, you ask God to keep you from evil, keep you from doing any evil in your life. Ask the Lord to help you not to do any evil in your life. Because the Bible says we reap what we sow. And you don't want to sow bad seed and you don't want to reap a bad harvest. No. One of my prayers that I pray that God will make me a wonderful good fruit bearing Christian. And I pray that over you guys, that God will make the church a wonderful good fruit bearing Christian church. Because that's what God is calling us to do, is bear good fruit for Him. Glory to God. So a good prayer is keep me from evil and keep me from evil and keep me from doing any evil. The scripture here in Matthew, in the Lord's Prayer, says, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So I'm going to say this, God wants us pressing in to Him. If we're going to press into the things of God, we must adopt the mindset that God has more for us. If we're going to press into the things of God, we must forget about our past mistakes and our past wins. If we're going to press into God, we must resist the devil by slowing us down. If we're going to keep pressing into God, you must keep seeking for God's greater grace in our life. If we're going to keep pressing into God, we must fast and pray for greater anointing. If we're going to keep pressing to God, we must wait on the Lord for Him to strengthen us. If we're going to keep pressing to God, we must stay honorable before God. We must pray for God's blessings to be in our life. We must ask God to enlarge our territory. We must ask God to guard us from all evil, hurt, and pain. And when we do these things, God's grace will help us to press in to more of what God has for us. I want to close out with the scripture that I started out with in Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I do not count myself as apprehended it, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward God in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to say this, that you need not to. Don't ever let up. You let up, you lose. You keep pressing in to the things of God. Yes, we got through this 21 days of fasting, but I'm going to give you some encouragement. You can still fast some more this year. You can still press into the things of God more this year. You don't have to stop. You can keep going in God. I'm telling you, don't ever let up. You don't let up. You will not lose. Keep the momentum going. Amen. Did you receive it this morning?
Yes.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love. I thank you for these precious people out here, those that are watching online. And perhaps you've never made the commitment to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Well, the Bible says today is a day of salvation. You may not have another opportunity. So I want to encourage you to pray this simple prayer. If you've never prayed a prayer to receive Jesus, just say this: Dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that for the first time, we believe you got born again. Stay connected with Exceed Life Church so you can grow in your faith. If you're here locally, come on out. Be a part of Exceed Life Church. We'd love for you to be a part of the service. If you're not here locally, find a good church home where you can get into it and grow in Christ. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.